from the unexpected stories that broke in Haiti, erupted in Iceland, and exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. Across the globe, Reuters journalists were there, and they were very often there first.
This is the epaulette shark. The crew wants to film David up close to this slippery character.
Where did it go? Well, there's
one with the tail. The first one is there. Tail is there.
Just there.
One under there.
Marine biologist Professor Gillian Renshaw has been studying these sharks for 20 years.
It's a basic instinct for humans to want to share their lives with animals. But for some people, the desire to live with another species can take them into a world where nature's ancient boundaries have become blurred.
It's a special relationship beyond almost anything else we have in our normal lives.
What dangerous mix of obsession, desire, and delusion causes these people to live behind closed doors with animals that have the potential to kill? February 21st, 1973. It's almost midnight in a secluded Colorado canyon. 34-year-old Charles Anderson is running for his life. He's been shot, and his wife and stepdaughters are still in their trailer. Charles bolts through the woods to the closest house. A neighbor immediately calls for an ambulance and bravely races up to Anderson's trailer to check on Carmina, 8-year-old Paula, and 10-year-old Lisa. What Lisa sees next torments her for the rest of her life. The Aztecs settled for a while at Coatepec, believed to be the birthplace of their most important god, Huitzilopochtli. They then moved on again, finally reaching the Valley of Mexico, where after being expelled from the city-state of Azcapotzalco, they persuaded Cocoxtli, king of Culhuacan, to give them land.
Well, this is not Black Beauty. It's not Seabiscuit either. Instead, this is the story of an underachieving horse that almost everyone had given up on. A drug addict of a jockey who had squandered away his once promising career. And a Hall of Fame trainer who to this day hasn't spoken publicly about what really happened.